Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 10th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now on with the report. Well, like I have been saying for the past couple of months, when there's a total eclipse, the part of the zodiac where it occurs gets sensitized, and any subsequent transiting planet hitting that area becomes a signal that there will be events, events that have long-range consequences. The potential for something bad is much enhanced if the planet transiting through the eclipse point is one of the so-called natural malefics, in other words, Mars or Saturn, planets that are capable of doing harm. In this case, the activating planet is Mars, further augmented by retrograde Mercury. The devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey was the first manifestation of things going awry, and Mars hadn't even reached the eclipse point yet. Next, major fires broke out in California, Montana, and Oregon. Mexico's biggest earthquake in 100 years hit that country's southern Pacific coast. And just this weekend, after churning through the Caribbean islands, the massive Hurricane Irma hit Florida, causing widespread destruction and flooding, yet another emergency situation. And in the not Mother Nature category, the biggest breach of customer data ever hit the credit report agency Equifax, compromising the personal information of 143 million people. So quite a list. The planetary pattern that formed last week involved Mars, Mercury, and Uranus with the August 21st eclipse degree. Mars is violence, Mercury is news, Uranus is unexpected events, and the eclipse degree indicates something with extended consequences. Last week, when all of these factors were lining up, North Korea tested a hydrogen bomb. This was unexpected. The experts did not think that the Hermit Kingdom was going to progress to this point so soon. The H-bomb test brought immediate condemnation from around the world and a lot more concern over what to do next. As the eclipse point combination would indicate, this event surely becomes a game-changer in relations with North Korea. Where it goes from here is still to be determined, but the danger posed by a continued conjunction of Mercury and Mars is cause for concern. Mercury is the planet of making decisions. Mars is impulse and haste. Last Tuesday, Congress returned from their summer break. The Congress critters are faced with a bunch of thorny fiscal issues and deadlines that they couldn't deal with before leaving on their vacations. What's going on up in the heavens? Mercury is together with Mars. Mercury is the planet of discussion and consensus. Mercury is conjunct Mars, planet of conflict. So, hard to come to consensus with this sort of planetary pattern. Or, this can manifest as Mars, planet of force and strategy, combined with Mercury, planet of decisions, equals a forced strategic decision. Things in the capital took an unexpected turn last Wednesday when, to everyone's astonishment, Donald Trump pulled another one of his bombshell maneuvers by announcing a deal with Democrat leaders, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, on passing a 3-month extension of federal funding instead of the much longer extension favored by his own party. That is, the president pulled the rug out from under Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McConnell. Looking at the president's astrology chart, we see transiting Mars exactly conjunct the ascendant, and with Mercury there too, a combination for hasty, forceful decisions. Note, too, how transiting Uranus, planet of unexpected events and surprises, is still in near exact trine aspect to the Mercury-Mars combination and to the president's natal Mars. Being closely conjunct his ascendant degree, Trump's natal Mars makes him already predisposed towards action, as is Leo, his rising sign. Remember, Leo is a cat, and the cat uses the strategy of surprising action. Also, Leo loves praise. Trump is now gloating over the positive press coverage he's getting from his bipartisan move. So, with all this going on, one would expect that Mr. Trump would pull a fast one. I guess we can all breathe a sigh of relief that it wasn't something like throwing a missile at North Korea. Another item from last week with long-term consequences was the president deciding to suspend the DACA Act, which he had promised to repeal as part of his argument for stopping illegal immigrants from taking jobs away from U.S. citizens. Problem is, DACA is a clearly humanitarian effort, which becomes a political football that makes its repeal favorable to some and totally toxic to others. So, the president's solution was to punt the toxic political football to Congress. He signed the repeal, but with a 6 months delay, ostensibly to give Congress an opportunity to come up with some legislation, something they haven't been able to do since this became a topic during the Bush years. And the chart of the USA last Tuesday had the Mercury-Mars conjunction, opposed by the Moon, in the ninth house of the USA natal chart, and opposite the natal USA Moon. The Moon-Mars opposition stirs up the emotions and causes anger. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week, and now my little pitch for your support. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card that you see here. Thanks, and until next week.